At Mathare North Primary School, Beatrice Achieng has been preparing food the past 2 weeks for the hundreds of flood victims who are being sheltered in this internally displaced people campsite. She's with Tushinde Children's Trust, a charity working in Nairobi's Mathare and Kiambu informal settlements.
They are living here almost 300 people, and I'm only able to feed 200. There's a county government organization bringing food called Dish in a County. They are also helping us.
Monica Musioka came here after losing her home in the recent floods. Her four children are not able to go to classes.
We hope government will help us with the books to build classes so that our children may return to school to continue learning.
This week, Kenya President William Ruto, who visited the Mathare area, said $7.6 million will be used to rebuild all the schools affected by the floods before reopening them. Also, his administration plans to compensate the victims for 3 months.
Households, 1,040 hapa Nairobi.
All the 40,000 households that have been displaced by floods in Nairobi, the government will give them 10,000 shillings so they can settle somewhere as they wait for the government to sort them out.
Back at the camp, another victim, Felix Ocheng, told us it was around 10 p.m. when the water started flowing into his home 2 weeks ago. He says that while this place is not ideal, he has nowhere else to go.
We can't go back because our house is marked for demolition 30 meters from the river. Everything will be demolished.
In the Mathare area, some homes that have been built along the river are already being brought down. Director of Meteorological Services David Gikungu says the events of the past weeks have surpassed anything that resulted from last year's floods caused by the El Nino weather phenomenon, which he notes continues to influence heavily what's happening now. Because of that, he says, it's difficult to predict when the rains will subside.
We have referred to April as the peak, because that is what is normal. March, April, May, and April normally has the heaviest rainfall. We want to see whether under the features of this influence, whether even in this season, 2024, it will still be the peak or whether it's going to go down.
Meanwhile, Peter Murger, Kenya Red Cross Disaster Risk Reduction Manager, says what's happening in neighboring countries also directly affects Kenya. He also says more people may be displaced if more dams overflow. For now, keep an umbrella handy, as this week's forecast says rain is still expected in many parts of the country, but the storms won't be as intense as they've recently been. Mariama Jalo, VOA News, Nairobi.